B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Dav Tzadik Zayin. We're going to start six lines from the top of the Omud, Omar Shmuel. And Shmuel is going to say a somewhat cryptic statement, and we're going to have to try and understand what he's talking about and what he's referring to, and how much of this statement Shmuel actually said and how much not. What did Shmuel say? Kol shebechatos meisa, v'pesach korav shlomim, what's the translation of those words? So we know that there's halacha l'moishim misinai, that in five situations, in five cases, a korban chatos meisa. It's not allowed to be redeemed, and you can't do anything with it. You cannot redeem it, you cannot offer it onto the mizbeach, and it dies. We have to just wait for it to die. What are those five? So they are Vlad Chatos. If after you made a Korban Chatos, a Chatos, then before you shechted it, it gave birth to a child. That child is called a Vlad Chatos, or Tmuras Chatos. Or if you try to exchange or substitute a Chatos for another animal, that second animal is called Tmuras Chatos. Or Chatos Shemesu Be'oleo, if before a Chatos was offered on the Mizbeach, its owners died. Or Chatos She'niskapru Be'oleo, or if a korban chatos, after it was designated to be a korban chatos, it got lost and the owners had to bring another animal in its place and it was offered up and now the owners actually got their atonement from a different animal. What do we do with this korban chatos whose owners have already been atoned for that avera that this chatos was designated for? Or a chatos she'ibrosh noso, which means the chatos is only allowed to be offered as a chatos within the first year of its life. If before it was offered on the mizbeach, it turned a year old. In these five cases, the halacha is halacha l'moishim misinai. These are chamisho chatois hamesois. And these are discussions in other places in Shas with many details, but that's the basic halacha. So Shmuel said, any instance, kol she'bechatos mesa. And let's try and understand that at face value at this point, that is talking about all these five. Obviously, Vlad Chatos couldn't apply to Pesach, because what does Shmuel say? In any case where a Korban Chatos, Mesos, would have to be put to death, or would have to be let to die, then B'Pesach, in a similar case, by Korban Pesach, Korav Shlomim, it can be put on the Mizbeach as a Korban Shlomim. Obviously, by Korban Pesach, Vlad wouldn't apply, because whereas a Chatos can be brought from a female animal, a Korban Pesach can only be brought from a male animal, there's no Vlad there. But the other four, the Tmura, and the Meisu Ba'aleo, the Niskapru Ba'aleo, and the Avrosh Nosa all could apply to Korban Pesach. So it seems that Shmuel is saying that in all those cases, by Korban Pesach, Korav Shlomim, v'chol shebechatos royeh, any case where, were it a Korban Chatos, it doesn't have to be Mesois, but you let it graze until it gets a blemish, you then sell it and use the money for either a Korban Chatos, or for it's put into the money boxes and used by the Tzibur for Korbonis, for Nedovis. In any case where by Korban Chatos Roye, then B'Pesach, regarding Korban Pesach, Nami Roye, the same halachas would apply, and we have to see where there's an example of a Chatos which is Roye, and whether it's parallel by Korban Pesach indeed is Roye. The maskon of the Gemara is going to be that Shmuel didn't even say this last sentence of Kol Shebechatos Roye, B'Pesach Nami Roye. He only said the first part, Kol Shebechatos Meisa, B'Pesach Korav Shlomim. And we're going to see soon that it's not even talking about all the chatois meisois, it's talking about one specific one which is called avudin, which means only the chatos, which is niskapru be'oleo, that the owners already were atoned for with a different animal because the original animal got lost. That's called avudim, it got lost, and therefore niskapru be'aleim, what do you do with the original korban that's now got no use? Kol shebechatos meiso, regarding korban chatos, the halacha l'moishim misinai is meisois. By korban pesach, in such a case, is korav shlomim, and we're going to have to see exactly how that works. However, Rabbi Yochanan argues with Shmuel and says, "Omar ein korban pesach korav shlomim elosh nimtzar achar hashchita." If a korban pesach got lost and you brought another korban, and And you are going to then shecht the second korban. And then you find benimtza, this is a little bit of a hint in the words of Rabbi Yochanan that we're actually talking about avudim. Because he says, if you find it, ein pesach korov shlomim elo shen nimtza, it got lost, and you found the lost animal achar shchita, after the shchita. As we saw before, Rabbah said it's the point of shchita that determines whether a korban pesach is called rejected and cannot be put on the mizbeach; it has to be left to graze or not. So Rabbi Yochanan says that only a korban pesach which is found after the shchita of the other korban pesach, then this original korban pesach, which has now been found after the shchita, can't be put onto the mizbeach. Aval koydum shchita, but if you find that lost animal before the shchita, and then theoretically it could have been shechted, shechting the other one rejects this one. This is called a rejected korban, and it's not called a moisara pesach, it's called a pesach dochui and loy, and therefore it cannot go on the mizbeach. It has to be roye, we have to let it graze until it gets a mum. And from the words of Rabbi Yochanan, it seems that Shmuel holds that it's not the point of shchita which is the determining factor when a korban pesach becomes rejected. It must be the determining factor is the chatzos, like Rabbi Zeira said, that if the original korban is found before chatzos, it then gets rejected at chatzos. If, however, the original korban is found after chatzos, even though it's found before the shchita, it's not rejected, and it does not have to graze till it gets a mum. It can actually be put on the mizbeach as a shlomim. And we're going to then have to try and make sense of Shmuel, and this is what we're dealing with in today's shia. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is now asking a question on Shmuel. So at face value, Shmuel said two things. Kol shebechatos meisa, any case where korban chatos is meisois, and at this point we assume it's any of the five cases that we mentioned, then it's parallel. Bepesach korav shlomim. And as we said, this wouldn't apply to Vlad, because there's no Vlad by korban pesach, but the other four. Kol shebechatos roya, in any case where in a korban chatos we would make the animal have to graze till it gets a mum, then by Pesach Nami Roya, the same would be with Korban Pesach. So Rav Yosef is now asking a question on Shmuel. Uchlolohu, is it really such a rule that anywhere where if by Chatos is Roya, then by Pesach is also Roya, which is the second part of Shmuel's statement? Vari Chatos she'ovrosh noso. In a case where Chatos, it became a year old before it was shechted, Deleraoya Ozla, we're about to see Rav Shimon ben Lakish holds that it does not need to be Mesois, it's Roye. And exactly how Rish Lakish, why Rav Shimon ben Lakish is not a contradiction to what I said before, that one of the Chatois ha Mesois is of Rosh Noso, and here we see it's not Mesois, it has to graze, that's a good question, and this is discussed in the Gemaras, it's a Gemara elsewhere, and in the Gemara it says that the halacha l'moishim Sinai that Ovrosh Noso is in Mesois is only if Ovrosh Noso is not the only problem. But if Ovrosh Noso is the only issue, then Rish Lakish says it grazes. So Rav Yosef is asking that in the case of Chatos she Ovrosh Noso, which is Ro'oya, it has to graze till it gets a mum. The Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish chatos she'av rosh noso, roye noiso ki'ilu hi oimedes bebeis ha'kvoros, then a chatos that's after a year old is as good as a chatos in the beis ha'kvoros, in a graveyard, that no kohen can go anywhere near it. A kohen cannot go into a beis ha'kvoros to get the korban chatos out, and therefore it's just as good as just grazing there until it gets a mum. V'roye, and this chatos she'av rosh noso just grazes until it gets a mum. And in that case, what happens with the korban pesach she'ov rosh noso? Ve'ilu bepesach ki hay gavna, in the case of a korban pesach, that for whatever good or bad reason, it was not shechted before its first birthday, and now you have a korban pesach that's more than a year old, korav shlomim, we don't need to let it graze, we can offer it up as a shlomim. The Tanya says explicitly in a braisa, and this is a braisa we saw in Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis in the previous shiur. We saw in the braisa, we're not going into all the details again, let's just read the braisa, that the Pasuk says, im kesev hu makriv, and we explained the words im kesev seem to be superfluous. So from the word kesev, The Gemara learns out, the Braisa learns, the Rabbi says, HaPesach le'alyo, that the Korban Pesach brought from a lamb, one has to, the tail also has to be put on the Mizbeach, even though it doesn't say explicitly regarding Korban Pesach. Kushwaimir im kesev, the extra word im, what's that teaching us? Le Rabbi says, HaPesach she'ov Rosh Nosi, this is what we brought the Braisa for, that a Korban Pesach, which has become a year old, or Ushlomim aboim machmas Pesach, or a Korban Shlomim that comes from a consequent of Korban Pesach, and we already discussed that previously, that how do we know that in these cases, either Pesach She'ov Rosh Nosoi, or Shlomim Aboim Machmas Pesach, that in both those cases, they have the halachas lekol mitzvois Shlomim, that they have all the halachas of a regular Shlomim, for example, Shetunim Smicha, one has to lean on the animal, which one does with Korban Shlomim, which one does not do with the regular Korban Pesach, or Nesachim, and one brings the oil, the flour, and the wine, something one doesn't do with the Korban Pesach, but one does do with a Korban Shlomim, Utenufas Chozov HaShoik, and the breast and the thigh has to be lifted up by the Kohen. So how do we know that all those apply to these cases? You learn that out from the extra words, V'im. Kishu'oimir, Im Eiz, when it says a couple of psukim later regarding a Korban Shlomim that's a goat, Im Eiz, which this word seems to be superfluous, Hifzik or Inyan, it's in order to make a separation between talking about the lamb and talking about the goat, Alo Eiz She'en Ton Alyo, that the halacha that we learnt, that by a kesev, but which is a keves, a lamb, where the tail is put on the Mizbeach, in the case of the goat, it's not put on the Mizbeach. That's the end of the Braisa. But what did we see in this Braisa? That a Pesach She'ov Rosh Noso, a Pesach that's more than a year old, then it's got the halachas of a Shlomim, and it goes on the Mizbeach. It doesn't say here that Roya, you have to let it graze until it gets a mum. So you see clearly that not that even though in the Resh Lakish, Shim Ben Lakish said that a Chatos She'ov Rosh Noso is Roya, in the case of Pesach She'ov Rosh Nosoi, Resh Lakish says, it's not Roya, it's Shlomim. And this is contrary to what Shmuel said, that any case where Chatos Roya, Pesach Nami Roya. Answers the Gemara, Omalei, or it's questionable whether we're going to use these words, Omalei, but either way, answers the Gemara, Kika Omar Shmuel, Shmuel was not talking about all the Chatois HaMesois at all. And in which case, one of them is Ibrosh Noso. We're not talking about that. We're only talking about Avudim, which means of the five Chatois HaMesois, the only one we're talking about is Niskapru Ba'aleo, when the owners actually got their atonement with a different animal. Why would that happen when the original animal got lost, Ba'avudim? The original animal got lost, and then in the meantime, he designated a different animal for that korban, and at some point, the original animal was found. So now you have an original korban chatos, which is Niskapru Ba'aleo, its owners had already been atoned. On that, Shmuel says that in the event that such an animal which has got lost, that by Korban Chatos it's Mesois, then its parallel by Korban Pesach is Shlomim. However, in a case where it's Roye by Chatos, by Korban Pesach it will also be Roye. So Shmuel is only talking about Avudim, nothing else, only Niskapru Ba'aleo. B'dechuyin loy Omar. We're not talking about an animal which is being rejected, an animal that was always here and it was, for whatever reason, was rejected. For example, Ibrosh Nosa, where the animal is here, but because of its age, it's become pushed away. No, Shmuel was not talking about those cases. So we're only talking now about Niskapru Ba'aleo by Avudim. And in the case of Avudim, we don't yet have any questions. We have to just understand what case of Avudim by Chatos is Meso and by Pesach is Shlomim, and what case by Avudim, Chatos is Roye and Pesach is Roye. That's what we have to see now. Asks the Gemara, V'chatos mimishkachas lo? Is there ever a case of a Korban Chatos that got lost, which is Roye? V'hare Avudo, in a case where a Korban Chatos got lost, B'sha'as HaFrosha, and at the time, and then you took a different animal and you designated it to be a Korban Chatos, and that means that when the owners designated the second animal, the first animal was lost, That means avuda b'shas hafrosha. Then l'rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, de l'raya ozla, according to the rabbonon, it's not mesos. According to the rabbonon, it's roya. And we have to see korban pesach in that case is also roya or not. D'tnan, let's have a look in the Mishnah to see what korban chatos we're talking about and see what the parallel is with korban pesach and see how that conforms with Shmuel. D'tnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hifrish chatosai. If somebody set aside, he separated an animal and said, this is a korban chatos for this specific avera that he did by mistake. Va'ovda, and this animal, let's call it animal A, it got lost. Vihifrish acheres tachtel. And he took animal B and he said, this one is going to be a korban chatos in its place. Vinimtseis harishoino. And then he now finds chatos A, the original animal, he finds it before he shechted B. If he finds it after he shechted B, we're going to see there's no machlokes. Everybody says it's called niskapru balem, and the animal A has to be, chatos A has to be killed. It cannot be, it's not roya, and it cannot be used in any way, and it cannot be sold. It's mesos. But here we're talking about where animal A was found after he designated animal B, before he shechted animal B. So animal A and animal B, which have both been designated for the same Avera, are standing in front of us. Achas mentikoriv, one of the two is going to be shechted as a korban chatos. Ushnio on the second one, tomus. Second one is a chatos sheniskapru ba'aleo, and tomus divir Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe says in that case, it's tomus. However, v'chachomim oimrim, the chachomim argue, and the chachomim say, Ein chatos meiso elo shenimtseis la'achar sheniskapru ba'ilim. If you find A after the owners have already been atoned with B, B has already been shechted, then A is meiso. However, if you find A before you shechted B, then now you've got both animals in front of us. In that case, it's not meisos. Ha koidim sheniskapru. If you find A before you shecht B, koidim sheniskapru bailim roya. Then one of them is going to, let's call it B, is going to be shechted, and A is going to be roya, is going to be left to graze. That's the opinion of the chachomim. Now let's see what the parallel of that is with korban pesach. The parallel of chatos, what happened here? That he designated the second korban chatos, and then before he shechted it, he found the korban, the original chatos. What's going to be in the same case by korban pesach, where pesach A got lost, he then designated pesach B, and then after chatzos, before the animal got shechted, and the same as the chatos we're talking about before he got shechted, so to the pesach, before he got shechted, he found animal A. V'ilu pesach, heichad de'ovad, in the case where pesach A got lost, v'nimtza achra chatzos, and then A got lost, and before chatzos he designated a second animal, pesach B. And then after chatzos, and it's very clear here, the Gemara is following Reb Zeira. The Reb Zeira says that if you find the korban pesach after chatzos, it's not called rejected. Koidem shchita, even though at the time of the shchita you've already found A, but since at chatzos you didn't yet find A, A is not being rejected by chatzos, and then you find A, and then you're going to shecht pesach B, whenever you shecht it, then the pesach A that's left over, korav shlomim, is going to be shechted as a shlomim. And as we saw before, there's a machlokes Rabba and Reb Zeira, that Rabba says that it's actually the shas hashchita which rejects an animal. In which case over here, if he finds the korban pesach before the shchita, similar to the chatos we're talking about, he finds chatos A before shechting chatos B. If you find it before, if you find the Pesach A before shechting Pesach B, according to Rabba, Pesach A is actually going to be roya. However, according to Reb Zeira, that as long as he didn't find Pesach A before Chatzos, it's now after Chatzos, Pesach A is not rejected, and then it's offered itself as a shlomim. So what do we have a case here? Where according to the Chachomim, a Chatos, where Chatos A is found before Chatos B is shechted, roya. And regarding Korban Pesach, it's not roya. Regarding korban pesach, we just said now that if he finds pesach A before shechting pesach B, which is after chatzos, it's korav shlomim. And this is contrary to what Shmuel says, that any chatos which is roya Pesach is Roya. So this is a question in the Gemara. And at this point, we're going to stop here and we're going to jump. And Rashi really does this for us. Rashi tells us more or less to jump, but we're going to jump to the middle of Amud Beis, and we're going to see a second answer, which we're going to learn first. We're going to see on Amud Beis a second answer, and then the Gemara is going to reject that answer and bring us back to Amud Aleph, and then we'll understand the Gemara much easier. So let's go in the middle of Amud Beis. You've got Lishna Achrina, and the Gemara reiterates the end of the question we just asked, that ve'ilu bePesach, regarding Korban Pesach, heicha do'ovad, if it got lost, v'nimtza achar chatzois, and you found Pesach after chatzois, koidem shchita, before shchita, yikrav shlomim. Then, since we're following Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira says that it's chatzois which rejects an animal and not the shchita. If you find it after chatzois, the animal's not rejected, and this Pesach A, after Pesach B has been shechted for Korban Pesach, Pesach A can be shechted as a shlomim. Contrary to what Shmuel said, that by chatos, where according to the Chachomim we saw that chatos, that you find chatos A before shechting chatos B, it's roye, and Korban Pesach, it's not roya, it's shlomim, against what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, anything which chatos is roya, Pesach is roya. So the Gemara here on Amud Beis has a very simple solution. Don't follow Reb Zeira. Follow Rabba. Shmuel ka Rabba svirale. Shmuel's going to follow Rabba. The Omar, Rabba says, shchita kova. Rabba says it's not chatzos which is the deciding factor, which rejects the Korban A. It's the shchita. So if you find Korban Pesach before the shchita of the Pesach B, which is similar to finding the Korban chatos before shechting chatos B, then what's the halacha according to Rabba? The shchita of Pesach B rejects Pesach A, and then Pesach A cannot be shechted as a shlomim. Pesach A has to be left to graze, and then when it has a mum, it has a blemish, we sell it, and we use the money for a shlomim, for Moiser HaPesach. So if so, it's perfect. The Chachomim say by Chatos, if you find Chatos A before shechting Chatos B, Chatos A is Roye. And in the case of Shlomim, in the case of Pesach, if you follow Rabba, then also, since the Shechita is going to reject Pesach A, then Pesach A is Roye. Exactly what Shmuel said, that where Chatos is Roye, Pesach is Roye. Perfect answer. The problem with that is that we saw before that Rabbi Yochanan argues with Shmuel. Let's have a look carefully what Rabbi Yochanan says. V'hamidakoma Rabbi Yochanan alo. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan responded to Shmuel, and what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Eina Pesach Korav Shlomim. When do we say Korban Pesach is Korav Shlomim? It's only Elosh and Nimtzo Achar Shchita. If you find Pesach A after Shchitas B. Aval koidem shchita, if you find Pesach A before shchita of Pesach B, loy, it's not korav shlomim. Why? Because the shchita of B is going to reject the Pesach A, and the Pesach A is going to be roye. Almas, what do we see? Shchita kova. That is, Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with Shmuel and saying, I say shchita kova, and that's why when you shecht A, then when you shecht Pesach B, Pesach A is going to become rejected. Michlal, what do we deduce from those words of Rabbi Yochanan? The Shmuel, that Shmuel, who he's actually arguing against, Sovar, he holds Chatzois Kova. Obviously, Shmuel held that it's Chatzois which is the determining factor, and as long as you find Pesach A after Chatzois, Pesach A is not rejected. And if Shmuel, and then Shmuel says that Korav Shlomim, So if Shmuel is going to follow Reb Zeira, not Rabba, because that's otherwise he's saying the same as Rabbi Yochanan. If he's following Reb Zeira, according to Reb Zeira, if you find Pesach A after Chatzos before shechting Pesach B, then if you find it after Chatzos, it doesn't get rejected and it's shechted as a shlomim. Then the question comes back: finding a Chatos A before shechting Chatos B, we said according to the Chachomim, is roye. However, according to Shmuel, who rules like Reb Zeira, and according to Reb Zeira, if you find Pesach A after Chatzos before shechting Pesach B, then Pesach A is korav shlomim. And here we have a problem. So you have a case where Chatos is Roye and Pesach is Shlomim. Not like Shmuel said, that wherever Chatos is Roye, Pesach is Roye. That's the question. Ella, so this answer of saying that Shmuel holds like Rabba, in which case the Pesach will be Royer, because Chatzos is because if it's Rabba, then it'll be Royer, because the Shechita is going to be rejecting it. The Shechita is Kaveh. We've refuted that because of Rabbi Yochanan. So we cannot say that Shmuel holds like Rabba. He has to hold like Rabbi Zeira. So the question comes back. So we have to resort to the other answer, which is really the answer number one. Let's go back to the Gemara on Omid Aleph, and let's see what the Gemara answers. Says the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom of the Omid, the last word of the line, that the only other way around would be if we know that in the case of Pesach, if you find the Pesach, Pesach A, after Chatzos, before Shechting Pesach B, that we know that it's a Shlomim, because Shmuel has to hold like Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira says it's Chatzos which rejects it, and since it was not found at Chatzos yet, therefore it's not rejected, and therefore it can be shechted as a Shlomim. The only other answer that could possibly be is say that Pesach is Shlomim, that if it shouldn't be a problem with Shmuel, the only thing we have to do is we have to say that the parallel of this Pesach in a Chatos is not Roya, it's Mesos. But we just saw now that the Chachomim said that if you find the Chatos A before Shechting Chatos B, it's Roya. Yes, but you forgot about Rebbe. Rebbe argues with the Chachomim. If Shmuel were to follow Rebbe, things would be much easier. Because then in the case of Chatos, it's not Roya, it's Mesos. Because Rebbe says if you find Chatos A before Shechting Chatos B, Mesos. Chachomim say it's only Mesos if you find Chatos A after Shechting Chatos B. But if you find Chatos A before Shechting Chatos B, then Rebbe says it's Mace. So Shmuel would hold like Rebbe, so it's Mesos. So the parallel to Mesos, what did Shmuel say? Kol shebechatos Meso bePesach Shlomim. Perfect. In the case of Shlomim, in the case of Pesach, indeed it will be Shlomim. And then we have a very good answer. Shmuel kerebi svirle. Shmuel will hold like Rebbe, and then this whole discussion of finding Chatos A before Shechting Chatos B, or finding Pesach A before Shechting Pesach B, is not going to be a discussion of Roye, which is the second half of Shmuel's statement. It's actually going to now conform to the first statement of Shmuel. Kol shebechatos meso bePesach Roye, bePesach it's a Shlomim. Which is very good. The Omar Rebbe says, Avudo Lemisa Ozla, that if it got lost before you designated, if Chatos A got lost before designating Chatos B, even if you find Chatos A before Shechting Chatos B, it's Lemisa. And if so, it's very good. Bechatos Lemisa and Pesach is Shlomim, and there's no question. Says the Gemara, you're following Rebbe? But Rebbe says, in any case, doesn't matter what the situation is. If you designated a chatos B because A got lost, then whatever happens later when you find A is mesa. That's what it means. Avuda, according to Rebbe, is lemisa. Always. In any case. So let's see whether that's going to help us. Is it true that every case of avuda by Pesach is Shlomim? It's true, we just now found a case of Pesach, which is Shlomim. When you find Pesach A after Chatzos, you found Pesach A after Chatzos, before Shechting Pesach B, which is the parallel to what we're discussing here, then in that case, it's a Shlomim. But what happens if you actually find Pesach A before Chatzos? And according to Reb Zeira, Chatzos is going to reject Pesach A. And what's the halacha going to be? Pesach A is then going to be Roya. You're going to have to let it graze and get a mum. You can't bring it as a Shlomim if you find it before. And this is also a parallel to the Chatos, that you found Chatos A before Shechting Chatos B. Here you found Pesach A before Chatzos, which also is obviously before you shechted B. And in that case, even Rekon to Reb Zeira, it's Roya. So here we're going to have a question again with Shmuel. Is it true that kol shebechatos meisa bePesach Shlomim? No. I've got a case that chatos meisa, for example, you find Pesach A after, at any time after you designated a Pesach, you find chatos A after making a chatos B. Rebbe says that in any case, it's meisa. In the case of Pesach, if you find chatos A If you find Pesach A before Chatzos, it's not Shlomim. It's going to be Roye. Shmuel said, Kol shebechatos meisa bepesach korov shlomim. Says the Gemara, v'ho kol avuda l'Rebbe meisa. According to Rebbe, any case of a chatos A that gets lost and a chatos B is put in its place, chatos A is meisa. V'ilu bepesach, regarding korban pesach, heicha de ovad koidim chatzois v'nimtza koidim chatzois. In the case that you find the Pesach A before chatzois, roye. Because according to Reb Zera, Chatzos is then going to reject Pesach A, and then it cannot be brought as a Shlomim anymore. How's that work with Shmuel? Answers the Gemara. Koidem Chatzos, if it got lost and found before Chatzos, that's not called lost. Because before Chatzos, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. It's Koidem Chatzos Lav Ovutu. We said that Shmuel was only talking about animals that have the status of Ovud. Korban Chatzos can be brought any day. Not in the night, we'll soon see. As long as it's daytime, it gets lost in the day, it's called Ovud. Korban Pesach that gets lost before Chatzos and found before Chatzos, then it was never in a lost state in a time that you could have brought the Korban Pesach. That's not called Ovud. Kedarova, Da'omar Rava. Rava says that Avedas Laila Lav Shmo Aveda. The parallel of finding a Korban Pesach before Chatzos would be parallel to a Korban Chatos that was found before the daytime, it was found in the night. And then even Rebbe will say it's not Mesa because it was never called lost. And therefore, since Shmuel is only talking about Avudim, then the parallel of Chatos that got lost in the day and found before, Shechting Chatos B, the parallel will be finding Pesach A after Chatzos. Finding Pesach A after Chatzos, according to Reb Zera, is not rejecting Pesach, and therefore it's Korav Shlomim. So that's very good. So now we've understood when Shmuel said, Kol shebechatos meisos bepesach ikre shlomim, we know exactly what he means. He means that if a Chatos A was lost, Chatos B was made into a Chatos before Shechting Chatos, and then Chatos A was found before Shechting Chatos B, then Chatos A, according to Rebbe, is Mesa. And according to, by Pesach, the same thing. Since we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbah, Shmuel must hold like Rabbi Zeira. According to Rabbi Zeira, if you find a Korban Pesach after Chatzos, it's Korav Shlomim, everything is fine. The problem is, let's now move to the second statement of Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kol shebechatos roye. And let's remember, we're only talking about Avudim. When have you ever got a case of a Chatos that got lost and is roye? So we had a case before according to the Chachomim. The Chachomim said that if you find Chatos A before Shechting Chatos B, then it's Roya. But we said Shmuel holds like Rebbe, and therefore that's not a case we can reckon with. So where do we have a case according to Shmuel, who holds like Rebbe, that Chatos is Roya? And if we find such a case, we have to see whether the parallel of that, indeed, by Pesach, is going to be Roya. Says Elo Roya l'Rebbe Heicha Mishkachas Lo. What's the case of a Chatos by Roya? Says the Gemara. Yes, I found a case even according to Rebbe of a Chatos that gets lost, and nonetheless, even Rebbe will agree it's Roya. Could Rabbi Ishia introduces us to such a case. Domer Rabbi Ishia says, what happens if a person is chayav a single Chatos for a single avera that he did by mistake? Those averas that are punishable or that need a Chatos to atone for them. And this person wants just to make sure that in any event he has an animal. So what did he do? Hifrish tei chatois. He separated two chatois, took two animals, and he said, one of them will be a korban chatos, and in case one gets lost or something happens, at least I'll have the other one. Shtei chatois lachrayis, just in order to have a backup. Miskapir be'echod mem. Then one of them he's going to be atoned with. He'll shecht one for chatos. What will be the other one? Ushniel, the other one is not mesois, because it wasn't as if it was niskapru be'aleo, as if it was a korban chatos that was designated for, in a definite way, to be a korban chatos, to atone for the owners, and then the owners were atoned elsewhere, which mesois. No. This was originally set up in such a way that there's a chance that this chatos won't be used, therefore it doesn't need to be mesa, but tire, you can't put it on the mizbeach, you have to let it graze till it gets a mum, and then you can sell it and use the money for whatever the money is going to be used for. Either for a chatos or for the Beis HaMikdash. That's Ushnia Tire. So you see here, you've got a case of Chatos, which is Ovad, or more accurate, it's a Chatos Sheniskapru Baaleo, which is what Avudin means. It's a Chatos whose owners got atoned by a different animal. And Roya, so we would hope, if we're conforming with Shmuel, a Pesach in such a case will be Roya. Is that the case? Says the Gemara, no. V'ho'ilu b'Pesach. What happens if you have such a case in Pesach? Yehai Gavna, a similar case, where somebody took two Korban Pesachs and says, I'll use one of them, then the other one is Korav Shlomim. It's not Roya, it's a Moisar Pesach, and it's Shlomim. So we have an issue. Shmuel said, Kol she'bechatos Roya b'Pesach. B'Pesach Roya, the only case we find Chatos is Roya is if he took Hifrish Dechatois Lachrayas, and then it's Pesach Shlomim, not Pesach is Roya. Elo Shmuel Kerub Shimon Svirule. No, Shmuel holds even more stringent. Shmuel holds like Rub Shimon. De Omar Chamisho Chatois Mesis. Rub Shimon holds, and we're not going into all the details of Reb Shimon now, but Reb Shimon holds that a chatos, any chatos, which has not been put on the Mizbeach as a chatos, is mesis. Even in the case where hifrish tei chatois leachrayis, one of them miskapir be'achas men, and the other one is called a chatos sheniskapru be'aleo, and is meso. Okay? In which case, this case here, of shtei chatois leachrayis, is actually conforming to the first rule, the first statement of Shmuel, Kol shebechatos meisois bepesach korav shlomim. Perfect. According to Reb Shimon, the chatos will be meisois and the pesach will be shlomim. Okay, but then we're back to our question. Where have you got a chatos which is roya? If you hold like Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, we found the case, you hold like Reb Shimon, there is no such thing as a chatos which is roya, not in the avudim in any case. V'haroya l'Reb Shimon lesli klal. There is no case of roya according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says any chatos that doesn't go on the mizbeach as a chatos is meso, has to die. So if so, how do we understand the second statement of Shmuel? Answers the Gemara: Shmuel nami choda k'omar. Shmuel only said one of those two statements. All he said was kol shebechatos meso bepesach korav shlomim. He didn't say more than that. And what does that mean? That kol shebechatos meisa by korban chatos. If you find chatos A before shechting chatos B, he paskins like Rebbe, before shechting chatos B, then that korban is meisa, like Rebbe. And he says that in that case, bepesach is shlomim. What's the case by Pesach? That he finds Pesach A after chatzos, before shechting Pesach B, in that case, he says it's Ikri Shlomim. And Ikri Shlomim, it's only true according to Reb Zeira. But we know that Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira because Reb Yechanan is the one that holds like Rabba. Because according to Rabba, the Shechita will then reject Pesach A, and then Pesach A will not be Shlomim, it will have to be Roya. So if he says Shlomim, it must be that he holds like Reb Zeira. Umayko Mashmalon, you Shmuel, what are you trying to teach us? If all you're saying is kol shebechatos meisa bepesach korav shlomim, there's no element of chiddush here. Says no. What I'm trying to teach you is exactly this chiddush, that I don't hold of Rabbi Yechanan, and I don't hold like Rabbah says that it's the shechita which is rejecting the korban pesach A, rather it's chatzos which rejects pesach A. And since this animal was found after chatzos, chatzos didn't reject it, and therefore it's ikri shlomim. Lafuke mid Rabbi Yechanan, de Omar ein Pesach korav shlomim elo shenimtza acha shchita. Rabbi Yechanan says that when is a Pesach call considered, when is it brought as a shlomim? Only if it's found after the shchita. Avol koidem shchita, if you find Pesach A before shechting Pesach B, loy, that because Rabbi Yechanan says the shchita rejects the animal. And Shmuel says, no, I disagree with that. And because Alma kontra Rabbi Yechanan shchita kova, komash melon, Shmuel says, I'm coming to teach you chatzos kova. That's the whole point of my statement, says Shmuel, that kol shebechatos meisa bepesach korav shlomim is just to say, I say like Reb Zeira, not like Rabba. That's all I came to say. Rabbi Yechanan then argues and says, no, I say like Rabba. Okay. And then we had a Lishna Achrina, which we've already discussed. A Lishna Achrina, which is actually taking us back to a much earlier stage. And we don't need to read it again. It takes us all the way till Michlal de Shmuel Sovar Chatzos Kovar. And we already learned that before, that this first answer, what's called Lishna Achrina, the second answer to an original question of Shmuel didn't work because we originally suggested Shmuel holds like Rabba, and then it was determined that Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira, so that didn't work. Elo, 8 lines from the bottom of the Omid in the middle of the line, Elo, Shmuel Karebi Svirole, as we just saw now, Shmuel has to hold like Rebbe, the Omar Avudo Lemisa Ozlo, Shmuel has to follow like Rebbe, and Rebbe says that in the case of Chatos, where you find Chatos A before Shechting Chatos B, it's Lemisa, and in that case, indeed, Pesach Korav Shlomim, like Reb Zeira. Then the Gemara is asking the same. Now all the Gemara is doing now is saying from this point it's exactly like we saw before in the Gemara, because all we've done is rejected a one stage where we had a Lishna Achrina, which we learned in the right place. And the Gemara asked a question which we already saw before, that according to Rebbe, all the whenever an animal gets lost and Chatos is Niskapru Bailov, they all are Mesim Ve'ilu BePesach. We asked a question according to Rebbe, well, how is it going to work with the parallel of Korban Pesach if you find the Korban Pesach before Chatzos? Same question we asked before. In that case, Reb Zeira says that the animal gets rejected at Chatzos and it's not Shlomim, it's Roya. So we're going to have a question that the first statement of Shmuel, Chatos is Mesa, and Pesach is not Shlomim, it's Roya. And the Gemara answers, Kosova Koidim Chatzos Lav Ovutu, like we said before, if you find the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, it's not considered Ovud. Since we're talking here about Avudim, it must be he found the animal after Chatzos, and according to Reb Zeira, if you find it after Chatzos, it's Shlomim, and that conforms with Shmuel. And then what the Gemara means to do here is dot, dot, dot. The whole Gemara from to the last word of the third last line of Amud Aleph, the whole Gemara now fits in. Since it's talking about Rebbe, then we asked a question, where do you find Roya? And we said, according to Ba'isha, we find Roya Bashtei Chatois Lachrayas. Then we said, by Pesach, in that case, it's not Roya, it's Shlomim. And that again doesn't work with the second statement of Shmuel. And then we said, according to Reb Shimon, in the case of Shtei Chatois Lachrayas, it's Misa, in which case the parallel being Shlomim of Pesach does work with the first statement of Shmuel, but then what do we do with the second statement of Shmuel? And it must be that Shmuel didn't say the second statement, and then the Gemara says that Shmuel didn't say the second statement, so what's the Chiddush of Shmuel? The Chiddush of Shmuel is just to say that it's Chatzos which is Kaveh, not Shchita, not like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's these words here, the last words of the Gemara, Ukasova Chatzos Kova. And Shmuel's coming to teach us, as we saw before, that Chatzos determines when the Pesach becomes rejected, and the whole Gemara is understood, Hafle Vofele. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start the next Mishnah.